Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat. This is IGN's Destiny Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me today in the studio is CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Bran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
And James Duggan.
Hey.
He is the PC player of the group. Sean Finnegan is out at New York Comic Con.
It's like being the bass player.
That's dare right. You.
Backup bass player.
Like, we're not PC player?
Not yet.
We play on PC poorly. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to be talking about the Iron Banner. We're going to be talking about the Prestige Raid. And we're going to be talking about some first expansion asks after a tweet from Chris Barrett. So let's talk about the news that happened this week. So, beginning next week at the Tuesday reset, both the Prestige Raid will begin, as well as the fan-favorite PvP mode known as Iron Banner. For the Heroic Raid, there isn't too much new information, but we do know that it'll be power level 300 and reward you with powerful gear. Bungie did say that the mechanic changes are minimal and not to expect a boon to your character progression. However, there will be unique rewards. Some sources are saying it'll be a new armor set, and I'm hoping for some new weapons. The first details about Iron Banner were detailed and included our first look at the new gear we'll be chasing during the event. Sporting a samurai or medieval design, the sets can be earned by playing Control via the Iron Banner playlist that will sport quick play modes and matchmaking. The big change is that power levels will be disabled this time, and there are no more bounties to complete. You will earn engrams that can be grabbed by turning in Iron Banner tokens you'll receive every match. Of course, more tokens will be earned if you win. Those are the big updates for this week. Don't forget to check out youtube.com/fireteamchat for more Destiny 2 content. And if you listen on iTunes, let us know what you think with a review. All right, guys, we're going to talk about the Iron Banner Prestige Raid and that Chris Barrett tweet in just a second. But right now, I brought some tissues because I want to talk about the state of the subreddit really quick. That's right. So let's all get our tissues.
I brought
a comment at the end of the weekly update. And it made me very sad.
Oh my God.
Endgame is about friendship. And I was just so happy
to hear.
So is everybody else. Wow.
I thought you were shedding a tear for the subreddit.
A little bit.
Too.
So the subreddit has been quite hard on every little news now.
A little hostile, as it were.
A little hostile, pretty negative about this comment made by Deej. He basically said Destiny's 2 Endgame is about friendship.
Yeah.
And some people made some jokes of it, made some light of it. How do you guys feel about
that? He said his opinion was that.
Yeah, and he said it was, he was speaking about his
personal connection
with his friend. And Reddit took it to be like, Bungie doesn't care about the end game.
Yeah.
And this is unacceptable.
They've started a petition to officially call it the friend game.
That I'm fine with.
Yeah. I am fine with that, by the way.
Yeah.
But they're making jokes about it. It's taken over the subreddit.
And it was a super genuine comment. I mean, that's the problem. It's like, it's open to interpretation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if people are interpreting it as like, oh yeah, it's, you know, that is what it is. Loot is the friendship. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, he's implying that kind of tongue in cheek, but no, he's being super genuine. So
yeah,
he was saying between him and, you know, his friend and his personal experience with the game, that's what it meant to him. And so he had to kind of come back and respond. He said, guys, like, I'm the community guy.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I'm talking about this, first of all, because community is really important to me.
Yeah.
But it was his personal opinion. That's where he finds enjoyment.
So,
but they attacked it as if he's the designer and developer of the game making a statement about, you know, the end game's not about playing it and getting gear and all this. It's about your friends. He's not saying that. It was a personal comment that has blown up. But I think there's reasons why it's blown up. I don't want to jump to that yet, but that's
we'll talk about Endgame in a second. But more importantly, I just kind of wanted to talk about subreddit lately. And a lot of people have noticed this. It has been very negative. Yeah. And mostly it used to be like very humorous. People would find cool stuff. But it seems like they're not having fun with the game.
Would it be okay if I read what he said?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Deej said, on a personal note, sorry, this was at the end of the weekly update. Yeah. On a personal note, just the other night after we caught – sorry, one more try at this.
Take two.
On a personal note, just the other night, after we caught up in the Crucible, I had a dinner with a dude I met as my teammate in a Bungie game 11 years ago. I'm a product of the Bungie community. My challenge to every Guardian is to look to the human element in Destiny 2 to fuel your appetite for ultimate replayability. The ultimate loot is friendships that can grow out of a game like this. There will be more gear to add to your character next week even. The rewards that I'm talking about are the people in the community that thrives in this game. If you let them, they'll make your hobby as a light dealing hero on a Starside campaign for glory even better. Thanks to those of you who are helping us drive that scene.
What perks did his friend have?
Exactly.
And what
what was the role on his friend?
Well, they're blown up.
So. Jeff.
He's making a sincere comment about he really enjoys it for the friends he's made.
Sure.
We've talked about that on the show, actually. Yeah. It's really amazing.
I think actually the sentence before he says friends are the ultimate loot is the one that digs me a little bit to play devil's advocate here.
He's a wordsmith, and I think probably in retrospect he's like, well, guys, I'm just having a little fun
for
with my
personal
thought, but it has really been blown out of
the ultimate replayability. I think that the issue here, to play devil's advocate, but before I say that, I just want to say Jeff Kaplan recently, the lead designer on Overwatch, came out and said he is scared to be open.
For sure.
With the community. And here's a great example of how people take it a little bit too seriously. But to play devil's advocate, I think when you as a developer have not really acknowledged the fact that there may be a replayability game in your end game of your new game, and clearly it's a very hot topic on Reddit, and this is the first time that they are really recognizing that, and it's with a joke, I do think that there is some validity to people's a little bit of validity to people's, like, rage.
So you said it's a joke, though, because I don't think it's a joke. Like, I think he's being very genuine and sincere. But within the context – yeah, tongue-in-cheek. But within the context of what's going on, yeah, I know what you're saying. Maybe it comes across that way.
So the reason this was so controversial – and I'm going to jump into our first topic because they kind of blend together – is because it came at the same time they're announcing the Iron Banner and what it's going
to
be.
The next thing to do.
The next thing to do. And they also announced Prestige Raid, which is not going to increase your light level and it's not going to give you necessarily new challenges.
Yeah.
It's going to be basically very similar with harder enemies.
There's some changes. Yeah. We'll talk about that more later. Right?
Yeah. So Iron Banner, basically, it's going to be releasing, and you are going to play quick play matches on control, and you will earn tokens. And it just seems your power levels aren't there. They dramatically changed it from Destiny 1. It feels less like a special
event. So what is the
point? That's a bummer.
That was the point of Iron Banner.
It really was.
Right?
Yeah. Light matters.
Right.
Power matters.
Power matters.
Right.
That was the whole phrasing.
So why even have it in the game at this point if they're removing that element?
It's loot.
I will say I am confused by the announcement because, it sounds like they're saying, so the maps are out there. Yeah. You'll hop.
Same match. You're playing control. There'll be a playlist for it.
Maybe,
and you earn tokens. It just seems
maybe they'll launch a new map with it. Like, because it does seem very thin.
We'll get to see Lord Saladin in the tower. We kind of saw that image of where it is, and it's just going to be like faction rallies. You just go in, you dump all your tokens, and you get your gear drops.
It's a really weird choice because I think that there is a building narrative that Destiny 2 is watered down from a hardcore endgame sense. That seems to be the sentiment from a lot of players of the original game on Reddit.
Even Trials of the Nine, no light level.
Right. And so then they released this thing that had a hook that made it interesting in the first game, and they've removed the hook. They've gutted it. They've taken out everything that made it unique, and now it's just another mode with another name for PvP. Yeah. And sure, you know, cool aesthetic-looking armor or armor. Maybe it'll have unique perks. Who knows? But I think it's indicative of a larger problem that the whole Reddit situation seems to be
That's
why they were feeling the dig, because they're like, so you announce Iron Banner, you basically say it's control, and you just go into quick play. You announce the raid, and you basically say nothing's changing. Enemies are just going to be harder. And I think the impression that they're getting is that this is kind of underwhelming. Like, Iron Banner is one of my favorite events in Destiny.
Yeah.
I like that in Destiny 1.
Right.
I like, and it's gone.
So here's the
thing. You love Iron Banner Supremacy, right?
No. Your favorite. I like Iron Banner Control. I like that I like the bounty system. I like that you got guaranteed gear drops. It was fun.
So here's the other side of Devil's Advocate. How many people are here? James, are you at 305 as well?
No, I've stopped playing since the end of the raid until PC comes out.
Yeah. Okay.
But I stopped at 299, so I was pretty close.
So for the most part, it's like, let's face it. Yeah, between like what? 290 or even higher. Like, it's almost all vanity. So this whole power level thing is really like a big deal in Iron Banner for what? The first month?
Yeah.
If like that.
Very happy with the Iron Banner announcement. You don't think? I think it's underwhelming.
I won't say I'm happy, but I think making a big deal about the power level, it was all cosmetic anyways after.
It's right? Literally, like, CJ, the first day, it is just a quick play playlist where you play control.
That I understand.
It's not special to me. Why is this special?
That I understand. But the point I'm trying to make is everybody was at the max light usually anyways for Iron Banner a month in. So it's like, it's really only relative for the very first one.
Mm-hmm. I am with Destin. It's underwhelming the way they're presenting it. There's clearly something more there. There are seasons. There's things going on.
Right, for sure.
Well, we have the clan seasons right now, which we're all leveled up.
But to James' point, we also don't know if the perks or whatever. That said, though, if you look at the big picture, they said, okay, Iron Banner's coming. New announcement, everybody. It's control on the maps that you know today, and you'll get some armor when you cash in some tokens.
The armor looks dope.
It does.
I'll give you guys that.
It looks armor really looks
fantastic.
Good.
Samurai. Yeah.
For Honor seasons are officially here.
Yeah.
No, I'm just only saying that because they had some really cool looking gear in For Honor as well, and seasons. Mm. But anyway, so they announced that it's control. You get some armor.
Yeah.
And there's going to be seasons, we can't tell you more, and light doesn't matter anymore. So that's it. Mm-hmm. Whereas before we come out of Destiny 1 and Iron Banner Light does matter, there's an incentive to go against the best of the best, which I've earned by now, by the way.
Yeah.
That's part of what's missing.
I have to earn my entry into
CJ,
Iron
it's your very that's point.
Fun. Yeah.
We're probably, some of us are expecting, okay, at least I'm 305 for Iron Banner. Nope, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I'm 305 for Trial. Oh, no.
So there's that. And then just to finish the point, unfortunately, they also say, and there's the Prestige Raid, which we expect, I think, the raid challenges to be coming or to be detailed and some, and they're like, well, minimal, it's just harder, and there's like some changes and some new gear probably, but it's kind of like this very subtle underscored statement. It's like, we got some new stuff, but you'll have to wait, there's more later. And like, that's not what we want to hear right now.
You compound all that with this comment from
and that yeah
and that's
yeah,
why yeah. the red I yeah. understand where it came
I thought
from.
His comment was great, by the way.
Yeah, I did too.
From if you put it in a bubble,
yes
I was like, that's really
he's
a
talking
sweet
about his French
and I can relate
I've and I can friends. Really yeah. relate as well. I think that's what it is. Like, James, you haven't played much of Destiny 1, so
sure.
it was, you know, you kind of chuckle at the comment, and I think, I don't know how many people from Destiny 1 are feeling that way, or if it's just all new Destiny 2 players. Like,
well,
I don't know, right?
I made a lot of like lifelong friends. There's somebody I log on and play PUBG with almost every night, and I've known for, man, over 10 years at this point. We met playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So I can totally understand that sentiment.
It's Doctor, but respect. You guys didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. No, the Doctor and I, we chill. But we were playing World of Warcraft because there was an engaging endgame to be friends in the first place. So I think that had this post been, hey, we hear your comments about the endgame. We hear that you don't think it's fulfilling. We have steps to make the loot more meaningful, to make some of the underutilized content like strikes and adventures something you want to do. We're going to incentivize that. We hear you. We're working on it. And then Deej throws in this personal aside about how he met a friend. That's great. But like, everybody's point, like the context was not good.
Yeah, we're not there for that part of it. Again, a super sweet comment. I think leave him alone on that and
for
support
sure.
him.
Sure.
But the full argument that's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was, I just wanted to maybe round out my point, which is, this is not a new problem in Destiny.
No.
The roadmap.
Year one.
What have we learned in every Destiny? Whether it's a new game or it's the second year, we want to know what's coming and a reason to play. We were expecting, I think, both of these things to offer something pretty significant. Unfortunately, they're not offering up something that we feel significant.
They're offering a new set of armor to chase and weapons. We assume there's going to be Iron Banner.
At this moment in time, other than the PC release coming to Saturday. They refuse to tell us, and maybe rightly so, I don't know, but we don't know what's coming. And
but,
so,
but do we want to know what's coming? Because I have this
question. Yeah, why do we walk on and play?
I don't know, because for me, like, I do like that there's a little bit of like, okay, let's wait and see, that keeps me coming back for the reset every Tuesday.
They released the roadmap for the first month, and I really like that.
Yeah, me too.
We don't have that for October. We don't have that for November.
I don't think the problem is the content. But they've done a fantastic job of having all these different things lined up after launch. It was what? It was the raid, and then faction rallies, and then there was trials, also trials, and now we have Iron Banner, which is just who knows what that is. Raid. Nothing unique, but there's all this stuff. So I don't think the content is the issue here. I think the issue here is that all that content is speaking to the wrong narrative, and the narrative should be meaningful progression. Mm-hmm. And I remember, CJ, you were concerned before Destiny 2 came out, and I came on the show.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
And you were talking about, look, I'm going to have nothing to chase.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, don't worry. But you're totally right. I think what you were saying was there are all these little things.
Can we
hold on?
Edit that out.
There it is.
There are all these little things on weapons, like perks and grinding for the right one. That is content. Yeah. I don't think that was good content. And my point at the time was, you can either have that tedious content or you can have good content.
Yeah.
But they haven't provided us that good content yet. So, like, in lieu of everything, I would prefer a menial stack grind at this point, because there don't seem to be a lot of reasons to continue playing.
I think using the layman terms of good content is a little hard.
I guess good end game content. In the game. Hey, look, I thought the raid was fantastic. I had a great time playing through that whole thing. I think PvP is a lot of fun, though. I think that. Well, anyway,
there's no chase. I think what you're saying is there's no chase to 350. Why am I going to play Iron Banner besides going for gear? I've literally made an Excel spreadsheet that you guys have all seen me tweet out, where I'm checking off gear that I still have to acquire because there's nothing left for me to do. I've beaten the raid. I've gotten the raid.
But how many hours have you played, though?
Probably
preface that. I mean, that's a lot of hours still. Though.
It is.
I mean, it's not like it's just
those
a casual
are the
game.
You're hearing from, I think, a lot.
And that's the thing. It is a silent majority, I think.
I run three characters, though, CJ. Most people run one. True. They would have been out of content.
You mean the vocal minority.
Sorry, it's a vocal minority.
The opposite of that,
It's a vocal minority on Reddit versus, like, everybody that, like, I was on a podcast, the Dad Tales guys. I got to give them a shout-out. We talk, and it's like there's a lot of people who are not vocal in the community that are thoroughly enjoying this game, feel that there's a little bit of something missing from a grind standpoint, again.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, that's where – do you want to know everything that's going to happen in the next month, literally laid out on a platter for you? And I don't.
I just want to know that they know that there are issues. And I want to hear some kind of statement like,
for
look,
sure,
here's what's
do.
Coming up. And
for
this, sure all this stuff do. Was planned out before launch. Obviously, we're working on all this stuff. And it was ready to go before launch. We're rolling it out. We hear you. When it comes to the end game, we hear you about loot. Like cycles and all
it's
these
so
things.
Destiny one so, man. Like,
hey, you guys don't have
problem.
Anything to do. Here's both the prestige raid and Iron Banner in the same week. By the way, there's nothing else for the rest of the month.
I'm struggling. I'm actually struggling with if you guys perceive that the game was good and has replayability. I'm not clear on it. I actually enjoy replaying the raid. I'm not sure if you do, James. Maybe we
sure,
can get
I do.
Some commentary.
But like,
I find replayability in that. I'm still chasing the sniper.
Yeah.
I haven't got it.
Sure.
I'm chasing plenty of things. Not like I haven't played as much as Destin. Mm-hmm. And those players need something to do, but I wanted to first address, I really think the game is nicely put together.
Yeah.
You gave it an 8.5. It's great, right? It really is.
I spent 200 hours in it. It's still an 8.5. That doesn't change.
And meaning, depending on what point you're in the game is where the conversation starts to change. And if you're at the very end game, that you've done the raid, and that is where the problem lies. And I agree. Like, I like replaying the raid. I like playing trials, but I was really hoping, and that was the only point I wanted to make. I was really hoping the Iron Banner and Prestige Raid were going to offer something to really chew on. Because they always stretch content, but I don't see what there's not that much to chew on.
But is power level it? Is that it? If right now they said
this number taunting us in the venue that says infuse up to 350. It's been there since day one.
Yes.
And it's just like, well, where is that activity?
But there are other things that you could be chasing beyond vertical progression. I thought that the progression and the loot was very intuitive up to 265. It showed that they understood how to make a loot system that is intuitive and makes sense. Yeah. And then after that, it became convoluted. I think in pursuit of stretching it out, and that's fine. But there are other ways to stretch it out beyond vertical progression. They could have exclusive ships and sparrows from certain vendors that could give me a reason to run strikes again.
Well, they
have brought it up a lot. What's up?
They have armor sets.
They have armor sets.
That's what I'm
sure.
chasing, basically.
But, like, so. Those armor sets.
And weapons.
I thought he meant for, do you mean Iron Banner, or do you mean?
No, I mean for every vendor.
All the vendors have specific armor sets that you can chase.
Planet
I understand that.
That's why I made my dumb spreadsheet.
Right. But also, like, all of those armor sets have unique, well, I don't know. Like, that's aesthetic, and that's cool, and I can chase that, but there's only one at a time, and it's a real pain in the butt to transmog things in this game. You have to destroy your good gear and put it into this, and there's no way to just swap that out. So, like, the idea of chasing all these armor sets for aesthetics is cool, but you really have to commit to one, and therefore, the idea of collecting them all, I don't think, is as valid. So, ships, I would love Sparrows just from Zavala to do strikes. I would love strike-specific perks. Maybe not, like, individual strikes, but how about, like, a strike pool? Like, only these weapons drop in the pool of strikes. I think that is
something that they had in Destiny 1 that I'm right. not seeing in Destiny 2.
And that's a point that I wanted to make. I think a lot of people are going, this was there in Destiny 1, or, you know, I like how Destiny 1 did this. Did you guys expect coming into this that this would be Destiny 1 year 3 or Destiny 2 year 1?
Well,
yeah, the latter,
right?
No.
The former. Absolutely the former. This is how time works. There's a day, and then the next day is after that in a linear sense. So they had learned these lessons.
But they
didn't apply them to their sequel is mind-boggling.
But they revamped. Yeah, they did revamp.
The vault space is the same problems we had. The sorting system is what is
it's very minimal.
Yeah.
You know? So we have 200 slots. We have fewer slots overall.
Without DIM,
the mod system is something new, but it seems half-baked.
And hopefully that actually can progress in a way where I think that might be a little, like, diamond in the rough there that they're going to expand on later, hopefully. But that could be the potential, like, new tier 12 build.
It's funny to hear you guys talking about, like, Sparrows and chasing a arc roll on a raid boot or whatever it is you want to do.
I know. That's what everybody's mad about. That's what people want.
To put it out there, right? I just think of the basic content. Maybe it'd be easier to say for Iron Banner, it would have been nice. They launched it with a new, like, quest, like, one mission thing with a cutscene, kind of like we saw in Rise of Iron. And we might.
And we don't
know. That's the thing. Things are still missing, but maybe that's the mistake in the announcement. But I would have liked to see, like, a mission, but somewhere, like, new or pieces of somewhere new to look at, a cutscene reward, and then definitely the gear is going to be important. We don't know the gear yet in terms of weapons and stuff. So maybe there's something there, but I really would have liked the light level.
Yeah.
That power matters. I just think, like, why not? Yeah. Who's it really limiting? Like, get good. Yeah. You know, if you're the meaning.
What Sean I really mean Finnegan.
That, what I really mean by that is I think you could still play and have reward systems at work. And then same with the raid. I just think prestige. Maybe, like, why not launch it with one of the raid challenges? Like, why not? Yeah. Are we that bad of a stretch before December to not launch a little more content?
Yeah.
That, for me, is what is missing. The Sparrow thing, I don't – no, thank you. I know I can do that.
A portion – like, I want a reason to play strikes. This game scratches the itch of MMO for me and loot progression. And Diablo 3 had a lot of the same issues it launched to bring out the wise Blizzard state.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the launch of Diablo 3. The Reddit was terrible. And then they fixed their loot progression. And now it's great.
And maybe that was the last point. You really hit the nail on the head. Like, honestly, I think it's probably the way that Bungie sees it. Like, this is the beginning of the next game.
Yes.
We were sitting on four major raids. Four?
Yeah.
Yeah. Four major raids, a ton of strikes, a ton of quests. Yeah. There was a lot to do by the end. So when we relaunched, there's just not even close to that.
Yeah.
And so does it feel
– that's not the issue. Like, they have the content. The content is there.
No,
I don't
have
played a single adventure. I haven't played a single adventure. There's no incentive for me to play adventures beyond, hey, this is something you haven't done. There are no rewards. That's not how this kind of game works for me. So the content is there. They just need to incentivize people to do it.
And I think that's an elegant solution as well. I want both is what it is. Right, I want new strike content, but I do – if there was an adventure right now, an Iron Banner adventure that takes you through the same area. Like, I really liked the Sturm quest I talk a lot about a lot. Like, take me through that again.
We found one.
With a different challenge. I like that. No, I don't like the way that you grind it.
Is Paul there?
I like the adventure, but I'd be okay through it if there was some Iron Banner reward that was exclusive. You're right. More of that would be nice.
Like calcified fragments and ghosts. Like, there's a bunch of things that I know.
So we're kind
of – those are the things, right, that people are saying, oh, I wish there was a little bit of that within the context of the game.
Why not?
We're kind of transitioning into our other topic anyway. So Chris Barrett said, what would you like to see most in the first expansion? So we're kind of talking about what we want to see. Let's talk about that a little bit. Sure. You said
PvP. You know, everybody's talking about how they want like a ranked Crucible playlist. Now, again, they made the game a little bit more catered to hardcore in one sense, in the fact that you get melted if you don't roll as a team, mm-hmm. but then it's only 4v4. So maybe Rumble, maybe 6v6, maybe ranked competitive play. Yeah, I personally would like to see that. That was a big one for me. And an Anaya Luna exotic role.
I'm excited for the story content. We know that's going to be in there. But yeah. I just fix your inventory system. It is a mess. Like, I don't – the mods are filling up my vault space because I can't delete them yet.
Yeah, it's a real chore.
Like, and, like, why does that even take up vault space? Where are my legendary collections? You had this in Destiny 1. You had these tools. You were starting to build in Destiny 1, and you launched Destiny 2
kiosks.
With an older system? Yeah, bring back kiosks.
Yeah.
Where are my collections? I am literally full on shaders. I'm just full on shaders. I have to put those in the vault too.
Was there an exotic or like a legendary weapon kiosk though, or was it just the vendors?
So it was the Eververse, right? If you got all the masks, you just go to a kiosk, say I want that mask. Does it really take that much memory to say, yeah, I want that mask, give it to me? It's all in the game.
No,
it's a little icon.
Yeah,
it is a little icon.
But they never ever did it for raids.
They never did it for raid weapons.
Where do you anything like that? Where do you want that most, Destin? If you had to choose, okay, I want these one or two kiosks for what? Like what types of
things? It's literally in your vault right now. You go there, you go over to collections, you have all your emblems, exotics. And you have all your exotics. Just add a legendary one with a few pages.
But I mean, you want, I just wanted to get clarity on it. You want every type of legendary weapon, not just like, at least for the raid or at least for this. You want everything.
So as long as the game has decided to keep static roles, yes, I absolutely want that, and that is an acceptable, reasonable ask, I feel, because you have it at all your vendors already. It is code that's in the game.
Yeah, and I actually thought that they were going to move towards that for that reason. Like, I thought that that was one of the things. I was like, well, you can't have a bunch of kiosks when all the roles were different in Destiny 1. Like, that was a main reason they were moving towards static roles. So that's fair. I actually have been thinking of that.
It's funny that inventory management is so bad that you're going to pay $20 for a new release. You're like, just give me that. Yeah. Like, you've come to that level of desperation. I mean, I agree. It is a chore, man. Like, when I have a blue mod sitting in my Postmaster, that I have to, like, delete another one, and I'm like, why? Yeah. Aren't there only so many types of mods? Just let them stack until I can turn them in, and then everybody will be happy.
I do not get why we don't have legendary collections, especially when that's their end game right now.
Yeah.
Chase your armor sets. Chase your raid weapons. There's nowhere to see how many of them I haven't gotten.
Did you just say everybody would be happy? No, friend. If that was the one
happier.
Thing.
But it is definitely – I do feel it's contrary to what, you know, Luke and the team talked about when we were there too. They wanted to unhide the fun. Well, they really exposed the unfun with that. Like, just stuff building up that you travel between. It's really – annoying. I don't think anybody enjoys that of like, should I delete this like a mod? Like, it doesn't even make sense to me why I would ever do it. Anyway.
I held on to 2,000 tokens for weeks because I'm like, I have no reason to turn these in. There is nothing I need. I've gotten everything I need from Engrams. Mm-hmm. So I made I made this checklist, and I'm like, what would I actually get for turning these in? All right, I can get the Titan armor, Wildwood armor set. I don't have that sidearm. I don't like sidearms, but whatever. It's something to go after.
Mm.
And the fact that I have to do that to find the gear that I'm missing is kind of a
That's something
bummer.
To go after should be something you're excited about. That is a key part of any kind of loot progression in any RPG. Granted, this is a shooter, but there are heavy RPG elements in this. Before I get into my thing, what do you...
Oh, yeah, I know. Exactly. Like, we're getting so... into these really fundamental...
Intense.
No, there are systematic issues we're all wanting to be addressed when, I think part of your question is like, well, what content do you want to see? And like,
the story. I feel confident about that.
Yeah, for $20, I really want to see the whole suite that they've launched come back. And in other words, I expect some new maps. I would like to see a new breed of Crucible.
Yep.
Ranked leaderboard would be awesome.
Yep.
With seasons.
Yeah. For sure.
Maybe that's what's going on with Iron Banner. We'll see.
Sean wants to see KD.
Yeah, Sean
wants
to see
stats.
PvP.
ELO and stats. But I do want to see the full suite. And what I mean is new public events. We need a few of those. We need some new adventures to play. We need a couple strikes. And I know it's asking a lot, but that is what I want to really hook me in for another $20. And there's definitely the argument of there's a perception that they're withholding content even. So I hope it's substantial, you know.
The public event that was go stand there and wait a while.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't want that. You mean the faction the public?
The excitement level.
The faction public?
For? Yeah.
Where you
hey,
go
the stand there. Shows. But there I, here's a token. Go to the next one.
I do actually
there
really.
You go.
Yeah. I enjoy public events. I enjoy adventures, like you said. Quests. We do need the full suite. We don't need an entire new game, but I really hope they touch on each one of those things and it's not like one new, you know. Like, you know, it, like maybe it's three quest lines and then you're done or something.
Well, Trials
is more substantial than that.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Trials came out of that House of Wolves update as well as Prison of Elders. That felt substantial at the time. And that was like a very first major release. So hopefully something like that in there.
Exotic Quest 2 since I like Sturm so much.
Yeah.
I want more of those.
A story tied to the
a little
reckoning.
Bit more story tied to the exotic because you did.
That's
the
why
quest
I like that
line.
Quest.
You did the quest line and then they're like, oh, hey, go grind it out.
Yeah, that's why I like that Sturm quest. It's really beautiful. It opens up one of the adventure areas, and it's you kind of go through it in the story, but it's really cool to go back to. I want more stuff like that.
It was really beautiful when I trashed it into another gun for power level.
I actually did the same thing.
Yeah.
So what I want is I've been obsessed with this genre of game since I played, here it comes, World War.
There it is.
There it is. Cut to the wide.
And it's this online, persistent, multiplayer, community-based, maybe a little bit loot grindy experience. And my overwhelming experience with the genre has been the opposite of what Bungie has done. Most developers, here's the content, and there's two rows, right? Content and then how they use that content. Most developers create a little bit of content and then they repurpose it for months and months and months and months. Bungie has done the opposite thing, where they've made too much content and they haven't utilized it well. So I want them to fix that. I want to see the exotic skins put to better use in terms of progression. I want to see some of the loot
exotic
ornaments.
Skins?
You mean the ornaments?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what those are.
Yeah.
I want to see some of the loot that is maybe a little bit underutilized, buffed or changed, and basically baked into some of the content that people are playing, like strikes or adventures. I want them to have, there's this great patch. There's this gentleman by the name of Josh Mascara, currently of Bonfire Games, formerly of Blizzard, who turned Diablo 3's progression game around, and him and his team made that game something that nobody was interested in, into something that people still play actively today. I want a loot 2.0. That's what he called it. He took all this stuff, all these assets he had already created a few new ones, and he rethought how these are getting distributed to players. What do we want players doing? We want them playing the game. We want them playing the content that we feel is the strongest, and we want that to be the incentive to get this awesome stuff. So I want that loot 2.0 system in Destiny a day after it launches on PC.
You're really good at taking my childish anger and putting it into context in a way that makes sense to most.
We're gonna
give me a bigger vault.
Yeah. The vault space is messy and I want to chase all this gear, but it's not in here.
Rage.
And you're like,
yeah,
you put it really well.
Yeah. And I mean, and they did that last time again with the updates. I think that's what's frustrating people is that it feels like everything they learned from Destiny 1 got kind of sidetracked and is not in Destiny 2. Mm-hmm. We did a bit of I did a survey on Twitter, and I think even just looking at the comments from last week's episode.
What did 12 people think?
Survey.
Oh, there it is. Destin Legary.
Ooh.
Juggernaut.
Yep.
That's fair. So it wasn't an accurate survey, is what he's saying.
It was.
But a lot
12 people.
But a lot of people, even in the comment section, are going, hey, I miss grinding for that IS Luna. I miss the T12 role. I miss all of that stuff. You're dirty, Destin.
He made 11 different accounts, apparently. This much is clear now.
But it's legitimate. People do miss that. And that seems to be a very important part of the end game chase that is not there.
I really resonate with that for sure. It's like, I definitely am struggling. Like, man, I need. Like if I,
but you
if
didn't
I
like
have,
that. Both of you said in the last
you
two
keep
episodes
trying to bring back
now.
The roles.
I know
not what I'm saying.
So,
CJ.
So clear it up.
If
then.
I didn't have Last Hope yet, dang, I'd be out there. I can't wait for Last Hope. The sidearm that's incredible in PvP.
Yes.
If I didn't have it, yeah, the RNG could be pretty rough. I think they could fix some things with that. They got a few guns that are really good.
Yes,
but they're really easy to get overall.
How do you
some
get the
exotics
last hope,
though?
Man,
like
for those that don't know.
I do want to point out that Sweet Business, man. That is the one I'm chasing.
Yeah.
Dying
be on Zer
for
next
it.
Week. Just
dying.
Wait.
Yeah. What'd you ask?
How do you get the last hope?
Oh, I don't know. It just drops everywhere, doesn't it? I have no idea. Crucible for sure, I assume. And yeah, and I knew that's what you're getting at, but like I've got like three of them. So Engrams for sure, and I think it just drops.
I think you got them from the gunsmith.
It's really interesting that they tried to make it so accessible. We get so much loot that we're now complaining. I don't know what to do with all these extra legendaries. It's such a like it's this huge shift of now you get it's like woo, making it rain.
Grimoires.
Now, it creates these bigger problems, and it also
making it rain. Where did I get this?
It does.
Can I get another one?
Yeah, it does.
How
really
do I do that?
Take away from I really need that gun as well, and a lot of people are feeling that it's very dishwater.
I like this shader. How do I get another one? I don't know.
You want your roadmap as well of where to get stuff.
Hopefully, so this is revealing to Bungie what their community truly is. I think they knew going in. I thought maybe they'd attract a different, more casual community. I'm sure they have. And I think what they've done here is actually altruistic. I think that they've been like, hey, here's all this content. Play it however you want. Do whatever you want. But look, your core community in Destiny is not that type of player base. And I think that has to be recognized and addressed moving forward.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They've said it before, too. They're like, we never expected people to collect stuff so much.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, but what game are they making?
Along those lines. And then they launched Destiny 2, and like,
you
there's
can't
nothing there to
all
address
stuff.
It. You can't even collect all the stuff. And it's just like, how have you known this for so long and not...
So
implemented a system to address it.
So a raid kiosk would really make you a big fan of even.
No,
that's like
just
a step in the right
it
direction.
Just be a kiosk with stuff you can
everything,
chase.
Apparently.
That you've already. Oh, that you
they
see.
They have it right now for emblems. There's like four pages for emblems.
Yeah, but
like,
then you see everything that's out there to get or
just
no?
Give me a gray box. Just be like, you get this on the EDZ and gray it out if you want it to be a mystery.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you could be. You could give people things based on how many things you've collected. Let me refine that a little bit with an example. Emblems, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could have an emblem for collecting literally all the emblems in the game. Now, that sounds ridiculous. However,
that's
what
you will
show.
Yeah,
that
eventually.
shows that you have done everything.
Raid kiosk used to have spots showing you how many more you had to chase.
Right.
A little bit of what you're describing is the book and trials, which is probably coming.
Yeah. And that's what I think, like right now, it is very much, I did not expect that. I always said, like, everybody's like, do you think there's going to be private matches? And I'm like, no, I don't. I think that a lot of this stuff is to keep the element of surprise. I mean, Luke Smith said in our interview, surprise and delight. It's like, well, you can't do that when you just give everybody the 10-step book that, well, this is what we're doing for the next
time. I agree with that.
So,
I'm surprised Iron Banner is just
just not delighted.
Surprise!
But I agree. Like, they shouldn't have to be on the defense, I think is the point. We shouldn't have to want the roadmap so bad. I think it's important to say that we're pretty much on the hyper end game minority. Yeah. This is what this show's about.
Yeah.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is I have heard from so many people in the office where, like, they just did not get Destiny. And now they're like, man, it's so fun, dude.
Yeah.
I'm raiding with my friends this weekend. And I'm like,
yes.
What? You used to make fun of me for that. But it's so similar to the first game that I'm fascinated that they're suddenly in love with it.
Maybe they brought in a new audience but at what cost?
Exactly. But no, I actually think that is an untold part here. Is all I'm saying. There are plenty
absolutely.
Of people, like you said, maybe you run into some of them talking on Dad's Destiny.
Yeah.
That was the podcast.
Dad's
Tales. Right? Dad's Tales, sorry.
Yes. That's all good.
DOD's another one.
It's all good, yeah.
But anyway, there's a story out there that's not being told here.
Yes.
I don't want to speculate on what it is, but I hear it out there. I'm like, you love this in a different way than I've come to, you know, 4 years later or whatever.
Yeah. I just don't think the two are mutually exclusive. I don't think it's you either
have
a casual player base or you are able to reward your hardcore player base. You want to turn the casual player base into a hardcore player base eventually, and that's what they need to refine. And to their credit, I'm somebody who played Destiny 1 and bounced right off of it. Because even though all that...
Was it too hard?
It wasn't too hard.
Okay.
It was that I didn't see the merits of the game. They did a much better job in the campaign.
Why don't you just keep running Vault until you got a full set to hit level 30?
What?
That's what we did.
Every week. I just didn't see the merits of the game. They did a much better job this time around. Through the natural progression of the story being like, hey, there's also this other content. There are lost sectors. There are adventures, even though it turned out you never
there's
did.
There's a map. There's stuff to do.
Right. There are public events.
Yeah.
There's strikes. There's this raid. They did a much better job being like, hey, here are the merits of our game. However, when I finally got to those merits, it seems a little bit more shallow than the previous installment of the game. And I hope that they can correct that. I'm sure they will.
That's literally hang on real quick. That was the Reddit quote. There was one quote going around that's been very popular. It's Destiny 2 is miles long but inches deep.
Yeah.
Like the metaphor where it's like lots there, just right now
the depth
the depth is not really what we were hoping for. And so I understand that being a fan of Destiny 1 and putting, again, like 2,000 plus hours in, there's some merit to that. But you raise a good point. How do you bring – that didn't work in Destiny 1 for a lot of people. So how do you – because they could have just left it Destiny 1 and released new content. But would those new players have come into the fold? I don't think they would have. So they redid a bunch of stuff.
Absolutely.
I
think making a new game was absolutely the right call because they learned all these lessons from the first game and they've applied a lot of them to the sequel. I just don't think they've applied the ones that really matter to the core audience. And again, this is
it's a tough spot to be in. Right? Like balancing.
I just think like they need to course correct a little. And to be fair, I think this is a much better place to be in than if they had a shortage of actual content and too much grindiness.
Yeah. Well,
I think that this is better than that, but I think that they can find a happy medium pretty easily in the future. And that's what I want to hear out of this week at Bungie.
Yeah.
Is we hear you. That's all I want.
Mm-hmm. I think what people are saying is just like it doesn't feel like the evolution that they expected. Like it seemed like they were learning in Destiny 1 and getting pretty close to what fans were asking for, raid kiosks and such.
Yeah.
And then they launched Destiny 2 and it's just kind of now we're back to resetting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kiosk, man.
So
I wanted to
that's all I have to say this week. Yeah.
Show's over.
Yeah. We have been pretty negative. Does anybody have anything hopeful to say about this update at all?
We're really
talking about Prestige Raid. I'm excited to get the Iron Banner gear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looks awesome.
Totally can play it.
Yeah.
Looks awesome. Want kiosks.
Yeah, it's good.
18 days at the time of this recording until it comes out on PC. I could not be more excited.
Right.
So I hope that there's some cool Iron Banner weapons that they're just not willing to reveal right now, and that's one of the surprises.
You hope they have unique perks? I do. I really think
of course.
That
you mean mods, new, specific all perks. Brand new perks?
No, just at least one that is specific to. Like
I don't think we'll see that.
This is where the mod system could have that potential.
Like, positive.
Why is Firefly not a mod? Why is Angel of Mercy not a mod?
Yeah.
Well, you're saying within the mods.
Get it in a specific activity and apply it to whatever weapon you want. I think that's great.
Yes, to me, it's like the mod system has this potential to be the end game reward that people are looking for.
Yeah.
It could be a reward in Iron Banner, could be a reward in Trials, could be a reward wherever.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
It'd be better mods. Because right now, kinetic stability, using all your voids, like all the perks that they're talking about are obviously still in the game on certain weapons, but they could be mods.
Definitely.
Nice try, Dustin.
We kind of have to.
I thought that was not bad.
I was trying to say something nice at the end.
Looking forward to say, like, are you looking forward to the Leviathan Raid Prestige? And I agree. I am still.
I want to.
But I just, you know, I had hope for more, and maybe there is a little more out there. Like, there's I believe the Raid Hand Cannon, for example, is hidden in the Prestige Raid, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So, I heard somebody got a roll on accident.
People have the hand cannon.
I thought that it was a bug roll or something that I might be mistaken.
Well, there's still no fusion. There's still no shotgun.
Yeah.
There's a few other.
Yeah, the adventure to get the shotgun. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that stuff for sure.
Okay.
Definitely want to hear more. Can't wait to hear about Seasons at TwitchCon.
Yeah.
October 20th, by the way.
I'll be there.
Cool. Yep. Same.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for the friend game show.
are we ending on that
next
positive
week on
note?
Friend game.
Yeah. Next week on the friend game, we'll talk more about Destiny 2, and we'll see you then. But until next time,
Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.